This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the evening edition. It's Caroline and Ezra. And of course, a lot of our coverage today on the evening edition has been taking a look at the first day of Parliament since GE14. A lot to cover. Of course, the appointment of Datuk Mama Arif Mat Yusof as Speaker of the House
caused quite a bit of controversy, not so much because of the man himself, but rather whether or not the process was followed.
Yes. And of course, also taking a look at what's coming up in the next coming days. Now we have on the line Keith Kam from BFM News, who was in Parliament today with Sharad, whom we spoke to earlier on the show. Keith, you managed to speak with several lawmakers. What's your take on the events that transpired in today's Parliament sitting? There was quite a bit of drama for day one.
Okay, so what was really interesting is that not even 15 minutes before Parliament had even convened, the opposition's MP staged a walkout to protest how the Speaker was named. And this was because the Dewan Rakyat Secretary, Dato' Rosmi, made an announcement that Dato' Muhammad Arif Yusof has been named as the candidate for Dewan Rakyat Speaker. All the opposition MPs, led by Dato' Sri Zahid Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, who is now the opposition leader, walked out, and these included leaders from MCA, from PAS, as well as from UMNO. Now, what happened was that, what was interesting was that Khairi Jamaluddin and former Foreign Minister Dato' Sri Anifa Aman stayed back. As far as Khairi Jamaluddin was concerned, he says he was basically just showing respect to the Dewan Rakyat, to the House. And from what we are looking at right now, reports have emerged that UMNO might even take action against him because he didn't toe the party line. Also, throughout the day, I caught comments from some MPs and from some minister,
right.
Notably from the Water, Land and Natural Resources Minister, Dr. Xavier Jayakumar. He says the opposition actually just needs time to get used to being in the opposition camp now.
That kind of hurts, doesn't it?
A little spicy for day one.
And did anyone, Keith, appear surprised, I guess, in response to the walkout?
Well, it did come as a surprise because, but not totally unexpected as well, since it appears that the opposition camp seemed to be quite prepared to do the walkout. They already had the press releases and the papers all ready to be read out with all the evidence they had that the appointment of Datuk Muhammad Arif Yusof was not done according to the standing order of the Dewan Rakyat, which requires the Speaker to be named 14 days before Parliament convenes. And according to them, based on all the news reports that they had, this was evidence that on the 2nd of July, Datuk Muhammad Arif Yusof was not even considered to be the Parliament Speaker. And as far as they were concerned, the only confirmation they got was when Tun Dr. Mahathir mentioned it yesterday at an event in Kuching.
Keith, would you describe it as a tense atmosphere or what would you describe it as?
Not at all, actually. I didn't see it as a very tense atmosphere. Everything was really very cordial. Eventually, all the MPs were sworn in, including the opposition MPs. They all went back in and everything went as per normal. I did also speak to Dr. Wee Ka Siong, Dr. Dr. Wee Ka Siong from MCA, who is now in the opposition. He said that their walkout was basically a sign of protest. And at the end of the day, they were still MPs. They were still members of parliament who were elected to office by the people of their respective constituencies.
Okay. You know, so outside Parliament, Keith, there was another protest, right? So this one was staged by taxi drivers, I think about 200 of them, apparently voicing dissatisfaction against e-hailing services being allowed to operate. Were you aware if the new Transport Minister, Anthony Look, addressed the crowd directly?
He didn't respond directly. Actually, I don't really know. I just got the comment from him that he welcomes protests and that he is going to put forward a proposal to the Parliament Speaker to allow such protests to occur outside, well, on Parliament grounds or outside Parliament grounds. I'm not sure how that works. But once that's in place, at least people who protest can submit their memorandum to the respective minister or the respective ministry or whoever they are protesting against. I also spoke to YB Nurul Izzah Anwar, she is also of the opinion that, yeah, you know, it's a democracy, so everyone should have a say.
Well, a pretty busy and very eventful day one. Keith, perhaps you can give us an idea as to what's on the agenda tomorrow.
Well, like I said, today saw just the swearing in of all the 222 elected MPs, the election of the day one rakyat speaker. Also, the deputy speakers were elected. There were three names submitted. At the end of the day, it was Dato' Rashid Hasnon and Ngah Kor Ming, who are now the deputy day one rakyat speakers. For tomorrow, what we can expect is more ceremonies, this time some pomp and grandeur. And that's when the Yang di-Pertuan Agong officiates the 14th Malaysian Parliament, and that will be done on the Parliament House grounds.
That's very exciting. Although we all like a little bit of pomp and grandeur, Keith, when do you think we can expect, I guess, the real action to happen?
The order paper is usually available on the parliament.gov.my website. I haven't seen it published yet. So having said that, today, you know, we did actually see a proposal being passed, a proposal that came from the Home Ministry to ensure that roads leading to Parliament will be free from any encumbrance which may restrict the movements of any MPs to Parliament House. I would actually think the real action will take place on Wednesday, and among issues that are expected to be brought up, not necessarily on Wednesday, but over the course of the next 19 sessions, you can expect the MPs to bring up the abolition of the Anti-Fake News Act, maybe the abolition of the GST Act, and the SOSMA as well, the Security Offences and Special Measures Act. These are some of the issues that they have promised to address.
Well, abolish and repeal. Fantastic. Keith Kam, thank you very much. That was Keith Kam from BFM News. Keep it here on the Evening Edition. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.